an upright man. They couldn't find anything to trap him. He was not swindling. He was not cheating anyone. He was not doing anything wrong. So they said the only way we can get him is through his commitment to his God. May that be your story and my story. That no one can say anything against you apart from the fact that you are too zealous. Amen. The worst they'll say is that you are a fanatic. It's better to be a fanatic. I pray that people's story about me is that this guy is too fanatic for Jesus. Amen. He's crazy for Jesus. Amen. There's a song, I'm crazy. Not forsaken. I'm crazy, not forsaken. I'm crazy for Jesus, and I don't care about anything else. That song. Hallelujah. So now Daniel was a fanatic. So the king signed the law that no one should pray to any other god for a period except him. And then after the period, they can pray. But Daniel prayed 3 times a day always. So Daniel knew that he would be in trouble, but he didn't even hide in his room. He opened the windows towards Jerusalem. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Meaning that he was a man who prayed 3 times a day every day. Now, you and I can pray 3 times a day. We can pray once a day. The fact that I pray in the morning and finish my prayer, or I pray in the evening, does not mean I cannot be speaking to God throughout the day.
That's right.
I cannot be telling God, oh, God, this thing happened. Wow, thank you for this. Oh, God, why did this happen? God, why you see in the news something terrible? God, why did you allow this? We can be talking to him throughout the day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Daniel, to be praying 3 times a day, must be very important, because Daniel was a great man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Daniel was very, very busy. Now, you cannot compare how busy you are or how busy I am to how busy Daniel was.
That's right.
You see Obama, his hair was gray when he was in the White House, a young
That's
man.
Right.
Yeah. When you are a leader of a nation, it is not a small thing. Now, Daniel was the leader of Babylon. And Babylon is the modern day Iraq or Iran. Iran. And then Persia is the modern day. No, it's Iraq and Iran. Hallelujah. So Daniel was in charge of Babylon. Think about it. In charge of the Babylonian Empire. Second in command to Nebuchadnezzar, because he was able to interpret the dream. Now, how did Daniel go there and stay there? It was because he was a man of prayer. Because one of the things we read about is that prayer also maintains and sustains our blessings. You can be blessed, but are you going to stay there? The Bible says in Psalm 91, he will set us securely on high. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And then Belshazzar made him second in command. And then Belshazzar was overthrown by Darius. Hallelujah. The Persian Empire. The Medes and the Persians came together and overthrew Belshazzar and made Daniel second in command. Now, there were 120 princes that governed the Persian Empire. And there were 3 presidents that oversaw or were overseeing the 120 princes. And Daniel was chief of first of the 3 presidents.
Wow.
Now, it's understandable that the 3 presidents were jealous of Daniel, because Daniel was from the enemy regime.
That's
right. Now, those 3 presidents, I'm sure one of them was first until Daniel came. So they didn't understand why Darius would make Daniel head over them. So they were very jealous and wanted Daniel to fall. They wanted to destroy Daniel, so they went and did an audit. They did a tax audit. They did every kind of audit, and they found him blameless.
Wow.
So they said, you know what? Let's do this thing. I know he will fail when it comes to his God. Let's trick the king, because Daniel and the king were friends.
Let's trick the king and let's tell the king that, you know what, we respect you and we want the world to respect you. So do you know what? Write and sign that no one should pray or speak to any god or ask for anything apart from you. And then after that, you will know that people respect you and people honor you because you are a great king. And the king didn't think anything of it and signed. But they knew that the king, once he signed, he would need to throw the one who broke the rule into the den of lions. And they knew that Daniel would fail because that was the only way they could get Daniel. Yeah. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his... He didn't care. He did not care whether it was going to cost him his life. He was still prepared to honor God. And because he prayed, God made him a second in command in three regimes. The Babylonian Empire twice, and then the Medo-Persian Empire. And he was an older man then. Think about it. Daniel was a great man. Now, Daniel is almost like you and I in terms of we are Christians and we are also working. And Daniel was at the height, the peak of his career. He was the greatest because remember that he was not a Babylonian. He was a Jewish exile. He was in exile from the Jewish country. Hallelujah. He was led captive. He was one of the captives led out of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar. So he was someone who was not supposed to be anywhere near. Hallelujah. Amen. But God gave him skill. God gave him wisdom. God gave him prudence. And because of that, he was very, very great.
That's right.
Very great. God caused him to be able to interpret, not only to tell the king what the dream was, which was impossible. How can you, Ivy says she's had a dream, and I'm able to tell her what the dream is. And then interpret the dream. So Nebuchadnezzar just fell down before Daniel and just worshipped him. And said, look, you are a great man. God, the gods really have you. Your God is the God of gods. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Daniel was able to sustain his level. And do you know that all the three presidents that tried to trap him, they and their families were thrown into the den of lions. The Bible says that the angels shut the mouth of the lion.
Yes.
So Daniel was afraid when he saw the lions. The angels shut the mouth of the lions and they were relaxed. Now, someone might say that maybe the lions were weak. So they were not hungry. But as soon as Daniel was taken out of the den of lions and the enemies were thrown in with their families, before they touched the ground, the lions had eaten them. It shows they were very hungry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So what made Daniel stick to prayer? What made Daniel, who was the prime minister, second in authority, great? What made him persist in his prayer three times a day? What were the principles that guided Daniel to have such an unusual and consistent prayer life? These are the principles that we are going to talk about. We started last week. And the first principle is that you and I must know. Now, what would cause you and I to be praying three times a day and to have an effective prayer life? Number one, realize that prayer is very important.
Amen.
You and I place a great worth on something we know is important. You and I go the extra mile for something that we deem as important. Yes. I'll say it again. Anytime you and I say that something is important, we make efforts and we sacrifice to make sure that that thing is done.
Yes.
Can I have an amen?
Amen?
If I say school is important, I will do what it takes to make sure school is important. If I say that the outdooring is important, I'll do what it takes to go to that outdooring. Am I saying something to someone? And I gave the example of the snowstorm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that was important. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
So anything that is important to you and I, we are geared in such a way that whatever is ranked number one or important to us, we make an effort to do something about it.
Amen.
So if you and I say that prayer is important to us, you will see that we would make efforts to make sure that we pray. What do you think?
Amen.
So the first thing is that realize that prayer is important. Number two, no one is ever too busy, ever too blessed, or ever too successful to pray. No one is ever too busy, ever too blessed, or too successful to pray. And it's important to state this because many people, when they are not doing well, they are in every prayer meeting. Okay, baba. Then you see, then you know different styles of prayer. Okay, baba, 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 okay, baba. Some will be doing, they are dancing, everything you can think of when they are praying because they are in need. They are always in every prayer meeting. The Wednesday morning prayer meetings we have, the Thursday evening prayer meetings we have, the diocesan prayer meetings we have. What? The first to be online, they'll be online because they know what prayer can do. Yeah. When it's time to pray, they are able to find an hour a day to pray. But when they get the blessing, or they get the job, or they get the house, or they get the husband, oh, I'm preaching to somebody here, or they get the child, then you realize that, look, the excuses, not even, they have legitimate reasons. My child, I'm married, I found a wife, and I cannot come. I found a wife, and I cannot pray. You know how the children are. God never and will never give a blessing to prevent you from praying. I thought you put your hands together for the Lord. Even the children of Israel, when you start reading after Joshua, when you are reading the Judges, you realize that there was a common statement. In the book of Judges, what will happen is that the children of Israel would start to, God said they were abhorring, meaning that they were going after other gods. They were serving idols. The inhabitants of the land, because they didn't destroy them all, they were all there and polluting the religion, the God, the religion of the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. Or the Jewish people. No, the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Polluting them. So because of that, they'll start to serve other idols. And when they forsook God and served idols, the common statement you see in the book of Judges is that, and God sold them to the enemy. What does it mean that God sold them to the enemy? God just left them and the enemy took over and they started to suffer. They started to suffer. They were distressed. And then the next thing that you hear is that, and they cried to God and God sent judges. And the judges delivered them. That was the common phrase. Why? It means that God loved his people so much that God said to himself that, look, I'm going to do whatever it takes to have a relationship with them. If they are serving other idols, I'm going to leave them for the enemy to take them, so because I know they'll cry to me. And when they cry to me, I'll be there to answer. Yeah. I thought you put your hands together for the Lord. But you and I, one thing I've said to myself is, when I'm blessed, I'll pray even the more, because I don't want a situation where God will have to sell me. So that I'll come to him. Rather, come to him and then he'll give you more. And as he gives you more, continue to come to him to get more. That's better than being sold. And the word being sold just means that, you see, the enemy, the devil, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, 7. I think it's 5, 7. And then we'll continue. The Bible says, the devil as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So it means that as we are on earth now, the devil and the demons. Oh, no. So, okay. Was it verse 5? Start from verse 5. 6. 7. Keep going. You find. Yeah. Verse 8. Yeah. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Hallelujah. That's the next verse. So you see that also in the book of Job, when God said, the Bible says, the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also. Then God asked Satan, where have you been? I've been walking to and fro the earth. He's looking for someone to destroy. So it means that the devil and the demons, they are looking to destroy people. But it's God's hedge that is preventing him, the devil and the demons. So if God sells you, it doesn't mean he's just left you to be destroyed. Otherwise, you'll all die. But God sometimes allows, because you are not praying to him, you are not seeking for him, you are serving other idols. So God would allow, because he knows that you come to him. God will allow. Now, what are idols? Money is an idol. It's now one of the biggest idols. At least God, Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is an idol. Hallelujah. So Daniel knew that, look, I cannot be too busy to pray. Can I have an amen? I cannot be too busy to pray. But ladies and gentlemen, when people get a blessing, then that blessing prevents them from prayer. Why? Because every blessing, there are giants in that level to try to prevent you from going to the next level. I'll say that again. Anytime you are promoted, there are devils at that level of promotion trying to prevent you from moving to the next level and also taking that blessing from you.
Wow.
Yeah. You see that David, when David was anointed by Samuel, the anointing led him to Goliath. And he was able to prevail against Goliath. Then he went to the king's house. And then that also brought another problem of the king trying to kill him, and it goes on.
Wow.
So many people feel that, oh, I've gotten a job, or I've been promoted, and therefore God has finished blessing me. The fight begins, number one. Number two, there are many other blessings. The Bible says, eye hath not seen, ears have not heard, it has not even entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But he has revealed it to us by his spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen, you and I have to know that we cannot be too busy. And also realize that when you are promoted, there will be a temptation to stop doing what you are doing that led to the promotion. What am I saying? When you are promoted, you'll be busier. So you now have to make an extra effort not to stop the things you are doing that led to the blessing. If I was praying to God every day, I was going to church every day, I was serving God in the church every day or every week or whatever, and God, because of that, gave me X, why should X stop me from doing the things that I did that led to X? But many people are short-sighted and they say, I've arrived. How have you arrived with just a promotion? How have you arrived with just another job? What about houses paid for cash? What about blessing different things? What about being a blessing to others? What about your name having value? What about, the Bible says, a good name is to be preferred than great riches. A good name. When you have a good name, you are respected. A good name, honor. The Bible says God will honor you. Hallelujah. Daniel was honored by even the enemy. So we cannot be too blessed, too busy, too successful to pray. And the more the success, the more difficulty you would have in maintaining the prayer. Success comes with more difficulty to pray because you'll be busier. But I've told God, no matter how busy I am, let me stop doing whatever I'm doing if it's going to affect prayer. Let nothing affect my time with you.
Amen.
Let nothing affect my time with you. It's better to pray than other things. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ was appointing the apostles in Mark, the Bible says that, and he chose the 12 first to be with him and then to send them forth. So disciples are first to be with Jesus. Some people feel that when you are helping someone, you have to be always active. Sometimes be with him and to send them forth.
Oh,
yeah. Am I saying something to someone?
Yeah.
People were following Jesus. That's what I mean. You'll be there. Don't you see, even Bishop, he will be there. And then a lot of people with him. That's Jesus. That's what he did. If you want to be a follower of Jesus, just because that's how you get help. And you do well.
That's right.
He ordained 12. Wow. Mark 3:14. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him first. And anytime you see an end, the first one is more important than the end. Primary and secondary. He ordained 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach. So my duty and your duty is first, proton, to be with him. I said to be with him. And then anything else. So why do you think God will bless you? And after blessing you, you used to pray an hour a day. You used to go to church every Sunday. You used to serve in his house. Now he's promoted you. Now he'll be happy that you are praying 10 minutes a day. And you come to church once a month. And you stop serving him. He'll give you a thumbs up. How? No one can be ever too busy, too successful, too blessed to pray. And Daniel knew that. And that's why Daniel continued, no matter how busy he was, he continued to maintain 3 times a day. 3 times a day. And I don't know anyone else who has ever been in the enemy camp. How many know that usually, if there's a coup d'etat, it was a coup d'etat. Well, I can't say it's a coup d'etat because it was another empire. Yeah. They were overtaken. But let's take it a coup d'etat. And the enemy, your enemy, second in command, you've killed his leader, taken over. You'll be afraid of that person. You either put him in jail or kill him.
That's right.
Because you know that he'll come after you.
That's right.
But what happened? That's not how it happened. What happened? Rather, they made him second in command. Elevated him. I don't know anyone who's had that privilege. But the key with Daniel is that he maintained 3 times a day prayer and never stopped that.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together for Daniel.
Hallelujah.
He did well. Number 3, prayer is the source of our power and protection. Prayer or prayer is the source. Many people don't believe it. I said people don't believe it. If you and I believe that prayer is the source, for me, I know I always, it's like an emergency. I always know I have to pray because I'm in a war. If I don't pray, the devil will have an advantage. So I'm always trying to pray. That's why coffee doesn't do anything for me now. Coffee, it doesn't do any. It's like a recreational. I drink coffee just for fun. It's like I'm drinking. I don't need it in the morning. It doesn't do anything for me. I need my coffee thing in the morning. Otherwise, I can't survive. No, it's just recreational. Because in the past, I used to drink coffee to stay up to pray. And I exhausted the caffeine. Whatever it should do to me is exhausted. Now it doesn't do anything for me anymore. Because I knew I had to pray. I knew I had to pray. And I was busy. But if you are busy, you have to cut. It's better to cut things down than to cut prayer. I said it's better to cut things, other things, than cut prayer. It's also better to cut other important things out than to cut prayer. The important things, can they extend your life even 1 hour? But prayer can. The other things cannot extend a life. The Bible says that God knows the boundaries of our habitation. He knows the day we'll die. But God can extend. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
If I'm supposed to live to 89, I believe that by God's grace, I've extended it to 99.
Amen.
I just need, in fact, 2 zeros. 100. That one, it's 99 now, but we are negotiating 100. Yeah. But if you don't pray, how are you going to negotiate it? Maybe it was 89. I don't know. Or maybe 90. I don't know. Yeah, of course, we are talking faith too. It could be 89 or 90. But it's been extended to 99. I talked with it was my daughter's, maybe Phoebe, do you remember? You might not. Phoebe, remember. I extended it to 99 or something.
It could be 100 now. Amen. But you can also have faith in that.
Amen. Even though God still decides. There's nothing wrong with having faith. God still decides.
I'll still act like
I can go anytime.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Psalm 90 says, teach us to number our days that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. It means if every day you are walking around as if you could die tomorrow, God willing, or today, you'll be wise. Because none of us have been promised tomorrow. But we walk in faith and believe for the 100 years. Amen. Psalm 90 verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Because you become wise if you think you die tomorrow, God willing. Yeah. Because you fix whatever you need to fix. When we go to heaven, we are going to be judged based on, are we saved? If we meet God, are we saved? We are saved. That's out. Now, how did we love God? How did we love our neighbor? And then the works. So, if I'm being taught to, if I'm numbering my days, I'll make sure I've settled all my scores. If I have a beef with anyone, I've dealt with it. Hallelujah. That is clear. And I'll do my best to love others because I'll be judged on that, based on that. That's the numbering of my days. Prayer is the source of our power and protection. You see, prayer releases the power of God. Yeah. Prayer, I said, releases God's power upon our lives. So you and I must, as we are praying, know that it is what sustains us and delivers us and gives us health. Recently, something happened and I said, oh God. I said, wow, God, why have you been so good? Yeah? Because every time I'm praying for certain things and there's a near, almost wild, very wild thing that almost happened. I'll share it another time. Almost. In fact, the doctors and the people, the paramedics and all those people at the scene thought something bad had happened. They were actually surprised it didn't. And then it came to my mind. Is because, you see, when you pray, it protects. God's hand comes on the scene.
That's right.
And I said, hey, God. Because other people pray and it's, you see, it's not, you understand, God is merciful. When you pray, it helps because it's not always guaranteed. He's sovereign. He can do what he wants. And he's still God. Whether some people say, if God is God, he better do this. Otherwise, look, whether he does it or not, he's God and he's going to be God. You don't determine whether he's God. Whether your prayers are answered, whether you get what you want or you don't get it, God is still God in the throne. And it's a small ant like you and I will not be able to change that. So when he does something for you and you are grateful, he encourages him to do more. When you and I know that he is the source of our power and our protection, you see, when you know without a doubt, you know without a doubt that without God, hopefully it wasn't, was it off for a long time? Okay. When you know without a doubt that without God, you can't survive. It will be primary, it will be proton to pray. Because you know that, look, if you don't pray, it can change things. Also, when we pray, we are praying even for the future.
That's right.
Yeah. You might in the past be praying for protection. And then a month later, maybe last month, it's, let's say 8th of October, I prayed about protection. And I have not prayed about protection till now. That prayer is going to hold even now if there's a problem coming up. Hallelujah. What do you think? Prayer protects. Prayer protects. Prayer delivers. It is the source of our power and our protection. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 13. And Jesus knew it. God the Son. God the Son, who is creator of the universe. No, there was nothing created that was not created by Jesus. And yet, he knew the importance of prayer and prayed every day. It's not as if Jesus is God's son, but he was just in heaven sitting there and the Father created everything. The Father created everything through Jesus Christ. You are in Ephesians 6:10. Remember it. Go to Colossians chapter 1. Let's start from 14. So the one who is the creator or creator need to pray. Colossians 1. Okay, let's start from 10. That ye might walk worthy, 11, strengthened with all might according to the glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, 12, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. This verse, many people have rewritten it. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath reinstituted us or repositioned us into the power of darkness? No. Past tense, you and I who are Christians are not in the kingdom of darkness. We've been delivered from every power of the devil and we are now in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Amen. So nothing should affect us. No weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Let's continue. 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him, glory, for by him were all things created. That's Jesus we are talking about. That are in heaven and that are in earth. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, highest order, dominions, second tier, principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and yet he needed to pray. Wow. And you and I, we don't see the importance of prayer. Never. Because prayer, without prayer, you can be outwit, the devil can outwit you. Without prayer, you and I need to pray. I said we need to pray. That's why many times the devil gets us tired. Oh, how many of us, when it's time to pray, something comes up? When it's time to pray, then you remember you need to make a call. Hey, slumber comes. How many? You are sleepy. When it's time to pray, then you remember an important thing. But remember, that's why the first principle is that, remember, prayer is very important. If you know it's important, you tell the thing to wait.
That's right. Amen.
I thought you put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. The creator of the universe had to pray. Yes. Finally, my brethren,
yes,
be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Oh, I thought some people would refuse it.
No.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of your pastor's might.
No.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of your bishop's might.
No.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, and he goes on. Now, when you and I pray, we will be able to withstand and prevail against the evil day. In the evil day, you and I would overcome triumphant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And those who don't pray in the evil day, they'll be found wanting. The evil day could be a day that is inconvenient. The evil day could be a day of difficulty. The evil day could be a day of trial. Whatever it is, there is an evil day. Now, when you and I are people of prayer, realize critical, be able to withstand. It means that the evil day doesn't prevail against the saint. The evil day is not to prevail against the saint, but the evil day will come and you can withstand the evil day. It means that the evil day can try to affect you, but you will be able to withstand it and prevail against it. Hallelujah. If you have the armor on and we are people of prayer. Hallelujah. 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 So you and I, we gust to pray. I said we gust or got to or gotta, whatever you want to call it, or gotta. We got to pray. I said men ought always to pray and not to give up. Now go to Ephesians 6. Okay, let's continue. Go to Ephesians 6, 17 and 18. It's 18 we want. Now you see that the last part of the armor is what makes sure the armor is secure and which is the final. You see, when there's something at the end, it's what you need to make sure the armor is moving well and things are going well and you are prevailing. Wherefore, so verse 17, and then 18 is what we want. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 18, praying always. Some have read praying once in a while. Some have read pray 5 minutes a day. Or pray when there's a need. Pray as a parachute. God a parachute. No, but praying always with all prayer or all types of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You see, you and I, when something happens, you and I have to say, this thing that happens, what is going on? I'll pray about it. Pray about everything. I said, well, pray about everything. Pray about everything. Is the devil playing tricks? Pray about everything. Yes, it's not that we shouldn't always be the devil, the devil, the devil. But the devil exists. But you and I are also physical people, and there are many things that we bring upon ourselves. Hallelujah. And there are many things that are we bring upon ourselves. So you and I must do what we need to do physically, but make sure prayer has been made already. Hallelujah. So praying always. Praying what? Always. You and I must always remember that we need to pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Let me give you one verse and we'll continue next week, God willing. Luke 18:1. We'll read from 1 to 6. How many want God to set you securely on high in his secret place?
Hallelujah.
The secret place is not in the place of in the bar. The secret place is not in the nightclub. The secret place is not in school. The secret place is not even in your house. Unless there's a prayer closet in your house. Unless in your house you pray, then your secret place is in your house. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And it came to pass afterward that he, Luke 18, 1 to 8. Hallelujah. Now, this is a very important, very important, very important. Who is the one who guarantees your prayer? Jesus Christ is the apostle and high priest of our profession. So he will make sure it comes to pass. So the one who would make sure it comes to pass is the one who is saying this thing. Now, what is he saying? It's like, come. You wanted something from me. Let's assume she wants something from me. And she's asking me for it. Ask me for $100.
I have $100.
And I say, you know what? Yeah. Ask, what do you want?
Can I have $100?
Now, when she asks for the $100, I tell her that, latterly, you're asking for the $100. Keep asking me and don't give up asking me because I'll give it to you. Don't give up. Always ask me. What does it mean? It means so long as she keeps asking me, one day I'll say, okay, here it is. It means I intend to give it to her. Oh, glory. Hey, amen. I said it means I intend to give it to her.
That's right.
Before she prays, I intend to give it to her. But I'm telling her to continue to pray. But I'll give it to her. Thank you. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The one who is going to give you what you are looking for is telling you to always pray and not give up in your prayer, on your prayer. Wow. I said the one who wants to give you what you need is telling you to always pray and not give up. And he gives the example, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God nor regarded man, neither regarded man. He didn't care about God. He didn't think there were any consequences to his actions. Bless you. Do you understand? It means that he could kill, he could do anything he wants, he could maltreat people, he could be wicked, he could do anything wicked and did not think he had anyone over him to punish him. So he did not fear God. And he did not care what men thought. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. He did not regard her. If he did not regard his colleagues, how would he regard a widow? Because he could not gain anything from the widow. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me. Oh my goodness, I'll use this example. Now, I remember when my children were younger. When they were younger, every parent will agree with this. When they were younger and they were looking for something. Who? Can I have? No, you cannot have. Then they will just walk around. Don't say anything. Just, what do you want? I'm looking for the thing. I won't give it to you. No problem. They'll just stand. No matter how strong you are, you just give the person the thing. You just give it to them. Because it's wearing you out. I don't know whether it's irritating. Why are you walking around? Why? Just sit down. I'll tell them to sit down. They'll sit down. They'll get up again. So that's what happened. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Even an unjust judge would give the widow what she wants. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them, even if he's delaying? Oh, what does verse 7 say? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth, or shall he find people persistently praying? Pray, because prayer sustains. I said what? Prayer is a source of protection, power and protection. May you and I pray and pray and pray. I said, may you and I continue to pray and not to faint. I'm not out of word, I'm just out of time. Shall we stand to our feet? We'll continue next week, God willing. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Oh, yes. Mandos te kandemos. Ask the Lord to make you a man of prayer, a woman of prayer. That men ought always to pray and not to faint. Oh, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Ask the Lord to give you the heart of prayer. Lord, give me the grace to pray at least 1 hour a day. At least 1 hour a day. At least 1 hour a day. A heart to pray. The heart of prayer. Persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. At least 1 hour a day. And that our prayer should progress. Every year, you and I must decide to up our prayer lives, up our word, up increase our time, increase our devotion to the Lord. Then when God has given us the grace and we are praying easily 1 hour a day, then we would continue, we'll move up to 2 hours a day. Then we'll just continue. I said we'll just continue. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Oh God, help us to be men and women of prayer. May we know that prayer is very important. May we know that we are never too blessed, never too successful, never too blessed and successful to pray. We are never too busy. May we know that we are never too busy, never too blessed, never too successful to pray. May we know and be confident that prayer is the source of our blessing and protection, our power and protection. May we know that. May we be confident of that. In the name of Jesus. Whilst we are standing praying, if you are here this afternoon and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you are not born again, you have not given your life to Jesus, and you know in your heart that you are far away from God. If you die today and you don't know whether you would go to heaven or hell, and you want to say, Pastor, pray with me, I want you to lift your hands high up and I'll pray with you. I want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Is there anyone who wants to give their lives to Jesus? Now repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me for all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. From today, I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. You may take your seats. Let's take out a good offering. We're running out of time. A good